Von Neumann would carry on a conversation with my 3-year-old son, and the two of them would talk as equals. And I sometimes wondered if he used the same principle when he talked to the rest of us. Edward Teller, 1966. "Call me Johnny," he urged the Americans invited to the wild parties he threw at his grand house in Princeton. Though he never shed a Hungarian accent that made him sound like horror film legend Bela Lugosi, von Neumann felt that Janos, his real name, sounded altogether too foreign in his new home. Beneath the bonhomie and the sharp suit was a mind of unimaginable brilliance. At the Institute for Advanced Study in Princeton, where he was based from 1933 to his death in 1957, von Neumann enjoyed annoying distinguished neighbors such as Albert Einstein and Kurt Gödel by playing German marching tunes at top volume on his office gramophone. Einstein revolutionized our understanding of time, space, and gravity. Gödel, while no celebrity, was equally revolutionary in the field of formal logic. But those who knew all three concluded that von Neumann had by far the sharpest intellect. His colleagues even joked that von Neumann was descended from a superior species, but had made a detailed study of human beings so he could imitate them perfectly. As a child, von Neumann absorbed ancient Greek and Latin and spoke French, German, and English, as well as his native Hungarian. He devoured a 45-volume history of the world and was able to recite whole chapters verbatim decades later. A professor of Byzantine history who was invited to one of von Neumann's parties said he would come only if it was agreed they would not discuss the subject. "Everybody thinks I'm the world's greatest expert in it," he told von Neumann's wife, "and I want them to keep on thinking that." The principal focus of von Neumann's incredible brain, however, was neither linguistics nor history, but mathematics. Mathematicians often describe what they do as a sort of noble game, the object of which is to prove theorems divorced from any real application. That is often true. But maths is also the language of the sciences, the most powerful tool we have for understanding the universe. "How can it be that mathematics," asked Einstein, "being, after all, a product of human thought which is independent of experience, is so admirably appropriate to the objects of reality?" No one has come up with a definitive answer to that question. Since antiquity, however, mathematicians with a talent for its application have, like von Neumann, understood that they have a path to wealth, influence, and the power to transform the world. Archimedes spent time on otherworldly pursuits, such as finding a new way to approximate the number pi, but the war machines he designed to exacting mathematical principles, such as a giant claw that could pluck ships from the sea, frustrated for a time the Roman army. The mathematical contributions von Neumann made in the mid-20th century now appear more eerily prescient with every passing year. To fully understand the intellectual currents running through our century, from politics to economics, technology to psychology, one has to understand von Neumann's life and work in the last. His thinking is so pertinent to the challenges we face today that it is tempting to wonder if he was a time traveler, quietly seeding ideas that he knew would be needed to shape the Earth's future.